We're off. Lynn, hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, good, thank you. And so are all the little piglets and pigs.
Everyone's fine, are they?
Everybody's happy, healthy, slightly more relaxed, slightly less tired, although I probably don't find it. Yes, all is well in Pigsville.
Excellent. Now, when we did our last boo, I think you talked very briefly about how, I keep wanting to call her Daisy, I don't know why, Frances, that Frances was a little bit aggressive with the piglets when they were first born. She was chucking them around a bit, getting them out of the way. How is she now?
She's brilliant. Yeah, she's turned into the perfect mother, to be fair. And I'm sure, I think at the time, I think I said that it was probably more for their own sort of preservation as well, while she was having the rest of the piglets.
Yeah.
And I think that was just the case. She seems to be a little bit stricter than Dot, more of a sort of a primitive mother, which I think we mentioned as well. So,
yeah.
You know, one grunt from Frances and they all jump, you know, they all stand to attention and... whereas Dot tend to be running a little bit wild.
Oh, you see, I thought Dots were like that when I saw them at the weekend. She just would grunt and they would all just put their heads down and line up.
There's a specific grunt that means, you know, listen, obviously. But there's an awful lot of grunting going on with Dot that seems to not mean much at all, and they're not... I mean, they're almost sort of, you know, going through the teenage stage. They're barely a week old, just a week old. But they already seem to be going through that terrible teenager stage, which is quite scary, really. But they're all great, and I've been sitting in with them, and they try and suckle my fingers, and they're just fantastic. Frances, her little piglets are a little bit more hairy than Dot's, I noticed today, which is quite amusing. Yeah, they've got slightly longer coat on them already.
Wow, so they've got more of a, what's that, a Cooney breed? Because these are crossbreeds, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a mixed breed. I don't think it's anything to do with Cooney. Just Frances is she's a little bit sort of hairier than your average pig, if that makes sense. And the boar was quite hairy as well. So I just noticed. I mean, their coats are still really velvety and really soft, but I just noticed that they look to be a little bit longer. Which, I mean, eventually, well, not too distant future, they'll all be tipped back out in the paddock together. So it's going to be quite useful to, you know, a way of sort of recognising who's who, you know.
Well, and actually that brings me, because there's a third pig. There's Lily Savage. How is she?
Lily Savage is still whole at the moment. I was working out the date today again, and she could farrow any time, really, from the end of this week to the end of next week. I wasn't quite so specific about her dates, and then bearing in mind as well that the first two were 4 days late.
Yeah.
So, she could have hers. And she's looking really big. I mean, I would say she's a slightly bigger pig. I would say that she would easily have 8, maybe even 10 piglets.
Wow. Sorry, go on, Lynn.
So I think, well, Lily Savage is going to be, she's out in the original paddock still, which has obviously got a sty in it, so she'll be having hers in situ, as it were, which is going to be a little bit harder to monitor. The sty is not quite so accessible where she is, and I'm not quite, she's obviously slightly less sociable.
She's savage, isn't she?
But I'm pretty resigned to letting her get on with it in the kindest possible way. I'm just not quite as inclined to fuss about her so much.
No. Are you noticing any change in her with being away from the other two? They're still talking across the garden.
They still grunt across. Yeah, they're only a couple of yards away from each other, really, and there's still quite a lot of grunting going on.
Yeah.
She seems to be quite happy, really, because a lot of people say that pigs have got to be kept in pairs or as threes. And not solitary, you know, they're not solitary animals. But yeah, she seems to be enjoying her own company.
Yeah.
But she's still seeing a lot of me. You know, I'm back and forth several times a day. And I'm, you know, consciously spending time with her. I'm trying to keep them as, you know, as friendly and as sociable as I can as well. I think that, you know, that definitely helps for the farrowing with the other two.
Lynn, I've got to interrupt you because we're running out of time. You have to say goodbye. More.